Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Really excited because this is a young man that I had the privilege of actually meeting just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Actually.
A new friend.
Yeah, a new friend, I hope.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And he's doing some amazing, wonderful work over at Victor Valley College. I have Frank Castaños. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
Castaños.
Yay!
Yep.
Good. I got it. Who is the executive director of the Workforce Development Program over at VVC. I know, and this is a new program, right, Frank?
Frank, Victor Valley College does tremendous things, and we love talking to everybody who's affiliated with the school.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and so this is a new program, so we're going to kind of try and do a little bit of a deep dive to learn as much as we possibly can about the program. Now, you can give us a little bit of background about the program and your role as executive director.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Workforce Development Department is a newly reorganized department here at VVC, and we touch on a lot of different areas to support our students, community members, and local businesses through all sorts of different traditional and non-traditional methods. For example, we do career services.
Uh-huh.
So we're intentional about connecting with different industry partners for all sorts of different opportunities to, you know, align our curriculum with industry, to helping them find workforce through our students for opportunities.
Wonderful.
To also upskilling their employees as well.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about that when you say upskilling their employees. What does that look like?
Yeah. So, you know, the college has the traditional catalog of classes that most people are aware of and familiar with.
Yeah.
But what we could offer through our department is sort of under umbrella we call customized training, where we can work with a single business or a group of businesses like from the same industry, and we could tailor a customized training class specifically for them.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So, for example, you know, traditional college classes might go, you know, 3-4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But for full-time employees, they may not have the scheduling and availability to go to school, you know,
right,
three, four days a week. So what we'll do is we'll work with those business partners to kind of get a consensus on, you know, a training topic and their availability. And maybe they'll send their employees to us for training one day a week.
Okay.
Or maybe a hybrid of some classes in person and some online.
That's wonderful. Now, if somebody who's listening wants to know more about that, or how to even get in contact to start having that conversation, how would they do that? Who would they contact?
Yeah, they could contact me.
Okay.
The best way is probably phone, so 760-245-4271, extension 2152, or email Frank, F-R-A-N-K, period, C-A-S-T-A-N-O-S, at vvc.edu. And as far as, like, what topics, you name it, and we can either do it or we can build it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
On healthcare, manufacturing, computers, child development, sky's the limit.
Wow. That's wonderful, Frank. And I think that's really wonderful because as we're looking at how industry is shifting and changing, and also, you know, you always hear that we don't have a highly engaged workforce,
mm-hmm,
right, or well-trained workforce, mm-hmm, right? And so you guys are helping to be a solution to that because you're going right to the folks who are needing, mm-hmm, the employees, right? And then they're helping to develop the programs to make sure that people who are going through the programs are going to be those highly educated well-informed, well-matched employees, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a good example of that would be our relationship with the High Desert Manufacturers Council, which is it's a collection of High Desert industry partners such as Mitsubishi Cement, Duval Rubber, Squadrum, Rio Tinto, General Atomics.
Great.
Church and Dwight.
Yeah, all well-established businesses here.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we've met with them as a collective to identify that there's some training gaps, right, in their workforce that they want to see some of their either new employees or existing employees kind of reach a higher level of certain training. And so the collection of businesses agreed on different training topics that they'd like us to develop for them. And so we're offering that training for them, and they send their employees to us, and we get them upskilled and certified. And it's been great. We've been doing it for a couple years now. A lot of this training is happening out at SCLA, the High Desert Training Center.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about that High Desert Training Center. It is a beautiful facility.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it's one of the best kept secrets, which we don't want it to be a secret, right?
Yep.
But talk to us a little bit about that training facility.
Yeah, thank you. And I agree. We definitely don't want it to be a secret. So thank you for this platform, you know, to be able to
yes.
speak to it. Yeah. So big thank you to Eric Schmidt and Exquadrum, as they own the building, actually,
mm-hmm.
Eric. And they give a lease to VVC to allow us to access that great space that we have. And it's a great facility. It was an old Air Force building back
mm-hmm.
when the base was active, and
right.
now it's cool to see it operating as an extension of the college. And we've got five classrooms there. We've got a giant warehouse space that's been utilized for all sorts
of. And I think it's like you do forklift training there. Tell us about some of the trainings or classes that go on there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do our aviation maintenance lectures there for our AMP school. We do forklift, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got multiple trucks, which is great. And a fun fact about the forklift training program is that program actually started through a grant that we were awarded from the band Metallica through their foundation.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that they had a grant?
It, absolutely.
Right?
So that's what we thought when we saw it.
Yeah.
And, we applied for it and we were awarded. Which was exciting. I think we were one of 11 schools in the country that were given a Metallica Scholars Grant.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it helped pay for, it's been about a little over 300 students per year that we've been able to pay for all their training and certifications for the forklift. And we also do OSHA certifications too. And those students get to call themselves Metallica Scholars, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you say 300 students a year?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was a substantial grant then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
The program didn't even exist before. So when we first started, we actually, shout out our aviation program, we were borrowing their forklift to get students certified. And now we have, I want to say it's at least five different trucks and different types. So students can get certified on multiple different types of forklifts for classifications. We've worked with businesses who've needed folks recertified, so they'll send them to us as well for training.
Which I think that's great. That's definitely great for our listeners to know, is that those opportunities are there.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then shout out, I don't want to slight or minimize Metallica, but shout out to them for that support. You know
amazing.
What I mean?
Yeah,
yeah absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another really cool opportunity that came from this grant was they had a benefit concert. Metallica had a benefit concert in L.A. And because we were one of the partnering schools, I got to drive we had multiple vehicles, but we took about 20 students to a concert down in L.A.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
They got they were spotlight, and they got a special shout out. It was awesome. It was unbelievable. And a lot of those students hadn't been to L.A. before, hadn't been to a concert before.
Magical moment.
Can you tell us what concert it was?
Yeah. So it was actually Metallica's fundraising concert.
Oh, for real?
down around LA Live.
Yeah, because that was kind of part of the, I won't say package, but it was kind of a perk since you guys had been receiving the funding from Metallica to support this center. So that was wonderful. Yeah. Well, let me ask this. Is there, I hate to say profile, but what type of person or people would benefit from the services that you guys offer? Because are these people who are looking to engage in short-term type of programs or, you know, I think you said something about maybe recertifying, excuse me, their skill level or, you know, that kind of thing. Who ideally would be the prime candidates, if you will? And I don't know that that's the best way to say that, but you kind of get the gist of what I'm saying.
Everyone.
Okay, good.
You know, for the people who are looking to go back to school and they don't know where to start, right? We do have a lot of quicker type classes to just kind of get that foot in the door and, you know, gain success quickly. For example, like an OSHA 10 class is 2 days. So they could do their OSHA certification and then let that lead into a forklift certification and then that let that lead into something else. So there's something for the people that want to just, you know, take that first step back into it.
Right.
But we also do a lot of partnerships with, you know, our hospitals and other community-based organizations where they have existing professionals that want to, like, upskill, you know, and they're already, you know, high-level operating professionals as well. We do some work with registered apprenticeship, too.
Oh.
And we also...
That's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. We have state and federally approved registered apprenticeship programs.
Mm-hmm.
We have an apprenticeship program with General Atomics for our electronics technician apprenticeship program. We have an apprenticeship program for registered nurses in which we partner with Desert Valley Hospital, St. Mary's, and Victor Valley Global Medical Center.
Yes.
We have a registered apprenticeship program for industrial maintenance with the manufacturing and mining companies that I mentioned earlier. And then we have an approved program for community health workers. That's something that we want to bring. We ran a couple cohorts of that about a year or so ago, and we'd like to utilize that more and see if it's of interest with the industry partners. We believe it is.
Absolutely. I hear a lot of conversation around community health workers.
Yes.
It is definitely trending.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we also have a construction apprenticeship readiness program, almost like a pre-apprenticeship program for students who, let's say they know they want to enter some sort of trade in construction and they don't know exactly which one. It's
okay.
A very good, like, exploratory program to help them kind of narrow down those choices.
Now, Frank, I have a question. Concurrent enrollment for a lot of the high school students. Are these particular programs that you've talked about in classes, are those available for those high school students that may be interested in doing some concurrent enrollment?
So what I'll say is the college has a wide variety of classes that are available for high school students and even technical classes as well,
okay.
Such as automotive, construction, welding, and so on. Some of these classes have age restrictions, like the forklift and OSHA and things like that. So it just depends on which ones, you know, specifically what they want. But, you know, we also do, like, for example, I mentioned the construction readiness program. Every summer we do a cohort that specifically targets either existing high school students or recent grads of high school. And because we figure that's the best time to catch, you know, folks when they're...
And that program happens during the summer.
Correct. Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. And so let me ask you a question about that. For those who are listening and either are high school students or either have high school students that might be interested in that, especially as we're coming up on 2025, they would just visit the website and kind of make themselves knowledgeable in that so they know when to apply for that program?
Yeah. So the classes are CT90. And CT91. Those are the two.
Okay.
One's lecture, one's lab for construction. And it's an awesome program. So of course it goes over like the foundation and the safety components of it, but it's extremely hands-on. in just, you know, 18 class days or so, students construct, they plan and construct these small buildings, you know, these storage units. They range in size depending on what the need is. But I've seen them build one up to like a 2-3 car garage, you know, size of a storage building. And they build it entirely themselves. Like, obviously, the instructors help kind of with the planning. But, yeah, they do the measurements. They cut the wood. They do the framing. They add electrical to it. They paint them.
Oh, my God. That's just such a wealth of skill development and exposure.
Yeah.
And so students can do that over the summer. So for those of you who are listening, and like I said, either high school yourself or have high school students, that may be something to definitely kind of put flag for 2025. Visit the VVC website, which is
vvc.edu.
Yeah, well, you guys are doing an amazing job. I know you have a great team. I know that Charlotte Allen is also part of your team, and that should be a name that probably is familiar to a lot of our business owners and those who work in industry here. But before we leave, one more time, your contact information so that businesses as well as students can connect and get into this pipeline of workforce development.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Frank, F-R-A-N-K, period, C-A-S-T-A-N-O-S, at vvc.edu, or 760-245-4271, extension 2152.
And as they always say now, I think the VVC tagline is VVC is the place to be, right?
You got it. Yep.
All right. Frank, thank you so much. Feel free to come back anytime you got anything that you want us to share with community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we are just really excited about the wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So this gentleman is well known. We are excited because he's got one of his wonderful signature events that he does every year. That's coming up. But we're going to talk a little bit to Frank about his organization. So, Frank, before we jump in, just welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We're happy to have you with us this morning.
And it is so good to be here with two of my favorite people as well. All right.
Well,
because
thank you.
All three of us go a long way back.
We do.
It's always so good to sit down and just sit with you guys, meet with you guys, see you in the community. All you guys are doing you're doing great work. Of course, Regina.
Thank you.
And then Roxanne, you know, she's always been a great supporter of No Drugs America. And No Drugs America, we've been around since the year 2000.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so you are 24 years old.
24 years old, and, you know, my wife keeps asking me, when you going to stop? I said, at 75, I'll think about it.
Okay.
I got two more years.
Two more years. Okay, but I know you got some great work that's happening and going to take place within those 2 years. So now, No Drugs America actually has existed for 24 years, so you said you started in 2000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of tell us, Frank, what the mission and purpose is of the organization.
Well, you know, the mission and the purpose of No Drugs America is actually to educate young people about the consequences and the dangers of drug use.
Okay.
Our focus has always been education or prevention.
Okay.
Right? You know, a lot of people get into treatment and recovery and all that, but we've always looked at it from, if you stop it before it starts, you know, you're less likely to have to worry about that side on the other side with the treatment side. So what we've been trying to do over these last 24 years is we've gone into schools, we've had our events, and our focus has always been, say it loud, I need no drugs, to get that message out to the kids. I need no drugs.
Say I think loud. You got a song about it, right?
Exactly.
I need no drugs.
We got to sing it.
I knew Roxanne, so that's why I brought you a copy. But anyhow, our whole thing is that, you know, and especially now today, with what's going on in out there with, you know, this fentanyl crisis and COVID and all that stuff. And a lot of these young people now, And one of the campaigns that we're really focusing on, well, actually a couple of campaigns, is marijuana is more than just a plant. Fentanyl is more than just a pill that kills. And, of course, overdose prevention.
Okay.
All right. Because in the overdose prevention, it all ties in.
Okay.
All right. And we know together we can make a difference. But this is going to take a together effort.
Right.
All right. And that's what we've been trying to do for 24 years, just get a whole lot of people together to talk about this. All right.
Become aware and
become
informed.
Exactly what's going on. We just did an overdose prevention awareness day where we I took our youth group, which we have a youth group that we took out down on Apple Valley, down on the corner of Apple
Wonderful.
Valley Road and Bear Valley Road, and we hung our signs, you know, telling folks together we can, you know, and just shouting out there, letting them know that now we can make a lot of difference in the overdoses if we just let these young people know.
Well, I want to also talk about your annual signature event.
Yes.
Is coming up.
Yes.
So tell us about that event, and I want to hear all about it. And I also want you to be able to share with our listeners how they can get involved, how they can attend, if there's something that they can donate or volunteer or all of that stuff. So share with us what you got coming up, Frank.
Well, we've got because our organization started before we started the event, so this is our 22nd.
Okay.
Originally, we started in Victorville. There was the No Drugs America Day, as you probably remember. Yourself.
Yes.
America Day. And we have evolved.
Yes.
And as we evolved, we went from No Drugs America Day to No Drugs Kids and Youth Day.
Okay.
What that day is a day in the park. We're always trying to have it in the park, where we bring parents and kids together in a neutral setting where we can give them information and not have the kids intimidated by sitting them down, you know, and having their parents right there beat them up, right?
Right.
So now we got them in a situation where the parents can get information, right? They can get information, and they can have fun that
day. And they can have fun.
All right? And that's one of the key things. Kids learn when they have fun.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we have this learning environment. We've been doing it since way back when we started doing this. Our whole idea was to get the parents and the kids together. And I said, well, how can you get parents and kids together in the same place? Give them something. So what are you going to give them? Let's give them a bike.
Yes.
So we started out back then. We had two bikes, a girl bike and a boy bike. All right. And we started out at this little Grady Trimble Park over there on the other side of the freeway over on Manuel Temple, where it is, over in that
Stoddard
area.
Stoddard Wells.
Stoddard Wells Road. We started over there at Stoddard Wells Road with two bikes. And we had such a tremendous outpouring. We go like, man, people coming out here to get two bikes. And we knew they were coming to draw us that bike. That was the hook. So we go, but it brought the parents out.
Right.
All right? And we go, okay, let's do this again next year. And then next year we went four bikes, and next year we went six bikes. And we have given away up to 100 bikes.
And so now you're at... How many bikes?
Well, you can see the COVID kind of knocked us down a little bit, but before COVID we were at 80.
Okay.
From 2 to 80.
All right. And what do you anticipate? How many do you anticipate being able to give away this year?
Well, we're hoping we're still shooting for 100.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
We keep that number as 100. You know, we'll take anything between 2 and 100.
Okay.
All right.
And so, is there still opportunity if somebody's listening and they want to donate a bike? How can they do that?
Yes, you got a couple ways to do that. A lot of people, what they're doing with me is they message me through my inbox, but I'll give you a way you can call me at 760-951-4951. That's our office number. Let me know if you want to donate a bike, because you can just go to Walmart.com.
Uh-huh.
And once you go to Walmart.com, you can actually buy the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And if you call me, I'll give you my address where to ship it to, right?
Okay.
And they'll ship it to me free.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Or you can go to Walmart.com and tell them, hey, Frank Kelly coming over there and pick that bike up later on, all right?
All right.
People have done that, because we even had some of our council people from the city of Victorville who have had me go pick up bikes that they bought, and let's go pick them up.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is not only just to get these kids bikes, Regina, Roxanne, just for the sake of just giving them something. The other thing is that, you know, a lot of these kids sit in the house.
Yes.
Do nothing.
Yeah.
We also want to get these kids out and get them outside.
Get outside, physical activity.
Physical activity.
So now, Frank, we would be remiss, because we've talked about the program, but the date, the time, the location.
Well, this year, we're going to have it as we have had it. They've kind of grabbed us and put us in their bosom. The town of Apple Valley and says, hey,
okay,
you know, we originally started in Victorville, and we went from Victorville to Hesperia, and then we went to all three cities, and Apple Valley said, the town of Apple Valley said, hey, no, we want you here.
Okay.
All right. So they gave us this beautiful park called the Civic Center
Park.
Mm-hmm. Which is right behind the Civic Center.
It's a nice park.
Right off of Dale Evans and Highway 18.
14955 Dale Evans Boulevard, right there across from the Target Shopping Center. And we're going to have the event there. Not only are we going to have the idea of having the bikes, but we're also going to have the entertainers.
Great.
We've got Adelaide High School is going to be participating with their group. We got a couple of other high school groups that are going to be participating. So we're not just going to be giving bikes away.
Yeah.
We got other things that are going to be happening there
for the day. It's a full day.
It's a full day from 10 to 2.
Okay. And what's the date?
The date is October 12th.
Okay.
We want to invite, the public, not only from Apple Valley, but the public. It's the High Desert event. But we just want the public to know that, like I said, since we've been doing this for a long time, we want you to come out because we think that this information that we give out is vital to your kids' survival, so we can tell them about the consequences of drug use. We can tell them about the consequences about making better decisions because I'm 73 years old, Regina Roxanne, and I know there are some things I regret.
Mm-hmm.
All right? There are some decisions I regret. And one of them was using drugs.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Back so doing personal my, experience.
Yeah, back during my days when it was, in my heyday as a DJ. Right.
Right.
I've lost people from using drugs, mm-hmm. And from the consequences of you. And I know the consequences can be horrendous right up to death.
Right.
And unless we educate these kids, and who better to educate these kids than to get the parents the information in their hands?
Mm-hmm. Starts at home.
Starts at home.
Yeah.
We can try to have teachers do it and all that, but if the parents sit down, because a lot of these kids are going home and they're seeing Papa sitting there smoking weed.
Right.
And they're going like, well, it's got to be cool. Daddy doing it. All right.
Right.
So then they go out and they go to school and they take some of daddy's weed to school.
Right.
And
then
we got
a whole another problem.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
And I think, Frank, something you talked about earlier is when we come together as community working
together
in tandem and unity, that's when we can help to really make significant change.
Absolutely.
And so we want to thank you for the work that you've been doing since 2000 for the past 24 years. We're excited about this event that's taking place on October 12th at Apple Valley. And so at the Civic
Center
Park, how can they reach
you? Call me, 760-951-4951.
All right. Well, Frank, we want to thank you for coming on today and sharing with Roxanne and I all of this wonderful work that you're doing.
Absolutely.
Well, but Roxanne, and I'm not going to do it all. I'm gonna let her do it. She always gets
me. Do you have the script for me?
Here we go.
I got the
script.
We like to say this, too. Before we start, we want to say that our radio stations are very happy to be a part of this event for many years. So thank you again, Frank. And please come out the High Desert October 12th for the No Drugs America Kids and Youth Day in Apple Valley.
And we've got you guys down here, I think, somewhere. Eldorado Broadcasters, yes, in our sponsorship, IEHP, Elevate Youth.
Great sponsors.
And that's another group
involved that
we have now, Elevate Youth.
Great.
And we've got some great sponsors this year, Gang and Drugs Task Force.
And I know you have a lot of individuals from the community who have been
donating
bikes and churches and all of that. And so, Frank, let's wrap up.
Let me get my glasses.
Ms. Roxanne, take us off the air with...
Say it loud. I need no drugs. Okay, Roxanne, I'm gonna start it. And when I say it loud, you say what?
Okay. What?
I'm just gonna do one little verse.
Okay.
Let's see which one I'll do. Okay. It's a different time. It's a different way. Now this is what to say. Say it loud.
I need no drugs.
Say it loud.
I need no drugs.
You're growing up in the hood. Do the right things. Do them good. Doing drugs ain't no joke. You don't need to be hooked on dope.
Say it loud.
I need no drugs.
Say it loud.
I need no drugs. Some kids have been hurt. Some kids have died doing drugs they shouldn't have tried. Now, kids, don't be no fool. Don't be no square. Finish school and hang in there. Say it loud.
I need no drugs.
We're done.
All right. All right, Frank. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys. I appreciate you.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannesgaffiti@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high deserts, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.